Welcome to Takeology with your three boys in the lab, so you can do the cooking. We've been away for a little bit, but we are back in the building, and we've got the Avery Roden here in the house today with your host, Alex Houston. Now, we are again missing Matt McDonald. He just must be too busy for us. I don't know. But we're glad you're here, and we hope you're having a good time. Mr. Avery, how are you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling great. Just great day to be back in the lab, you know, cooking up some good stuff for the lab rats. You know what we got, but you know, busy times, but always make time for the people.
We're here for you. Just for you. If you're out there listening, this is for you. But we're glad you're here. We got a lot to talk about. We missed this weekend, so we had a busy weekend. Really, honestly, it was more of a rough weekend than a busy weekend. Me and Avery had some ups and downs. More downs for some of us than ups in fantasy football, as I'm sure a lot of people are experiencing. Avery, how was your experience for fantasy? We'll kind of start with this.
Man, I've got beat all around. Man, I was doing really good. I was doing really good in one league, and then Tony Pollard scored a touchdown with 20 seconds left on the clock in a meaningless game that they had the game won. They should have just kicked the field goal, and I lost. And I knew I was going to lose because of it. So that's a great feeling. Then I just got dog walked in our other league, so it just is what it is. I lost to Alex in the Dynasty, and then I absolutely got beat up by another guy in our league. So
yeah,
some trades are going to happen this week. So if you're in my league, look out for a lot of trades coming your way, because – I don't think my team's awful, but man, it just something's got to change at 1-3. It's just not happening right now. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm in the same boat in our redraft. Tyreek Hill, really, the Miami Dolphins are hurting a lot of us. Just hurting hearts. I mean, as high as you drafted most of these guys outside of Jalen Waddle, even though that still is a hard part, they got to figure something out in quarterback. I thought Snoop Tyler Huntley was at least going to get him the ball. And, you know, honestly, there's still a chance. I mean, he threw some over, under, deep passes to Tyreek. If anybody's going to be relevant in that offense, it will be Tyreek Hill, because he runs the ball too much, really, in terms for Devon Achane. But my redraft is looking bad. My dynasty, on the other hand, kind of cooking right now. So it is what it is. But fantasy is a struggle right now. The injuries. The injuries are all over the place. I mean, there's tons of people getting hurt. Speaking of which, that brings us to the lab report. So we got some news for you. As a Chiefs fan, not me, but if you are a Chiefs fan, okay, this one hurts a lot. Rashee Rice was injured on Sunday's game. Patrick Mahomes dove right into his knee, trying to get a ball. And, I mean, it is what it is. It's football. But they are fearing that's an ACL. We haven't got the report on exactly what it is. I'm pretty sure it's probably an ACL tear, more than likely. I mean, they haven't said anything, and they already know. He's probably just heard that it's an ACL tear and wants other opinions just to make sure, really, is kind of what it's coming down to. In terms of Chiefs, I want to ask you this question about this. In terms of Kansas City Chiefs receivers past Rashee Rice, is there anybody else that you think you should just go – like, should you pick up Juju Smith-Schuster?
This is a great question, because I was just looking at all this information, and the Chiefs it's so crazy, because we've had some friends. Like, you know, Matt's a big Chiefs fan. Yeah. And this team has lost now three of their top guys in Hollywood, which we never got to see Hollywood Brown really go out for them. But – He's not getting to play for him right now, because he's gone to the playoffs with that shoulder injury that he had to have surgery on, that we thought he'd be back by week four. And then, so that's a killer. And then this one's a big one. You never want to see a guy get just out for the season.
Yeah.
But Rashee Rice is probably done. We got some friends that are like, maybe it's good news. If it was good news, they probably would have told you by now. I mean, they've done the test. They're getting second and third opinions at this rate, because they're just want to make sure on all accounts, because if it's an ACL, there's just no way he's going to be able to play the rest of the year. It's just impossible with the surgery and the recovery time.
It's like 9 months time.
Yeah. It's just really sad to say, but I heard this also. It sucks, because Rashee Rice was definitely a top five guy in dynasty value. And now you have to look at it as if he misses the rest of this year and he's going to get suspended for some of next year because they're not going to – they're not going to stack the suspension on. That's not how it works. It has to be games you're eligible to play. So even if he does get suspended and he's on IR, it doesn't count. So he's going to get suspended next year or he's going to miss some variety of games. So his value kind of diminishes right now. It went from sky high. I mean, this guy, we were all trying to trade for him to now you're going to have to potentially – you got to drop him.
Yeah,
and don't drop a guy until it's official because you would look stupid to drop him. And then he has a bone bruise and he'll be back in 4 weeks. Yeah. But in all indications is he's probably done. You don't act that way. You don't get the cart for a bone bruise. You just don't. And so that's just how it is. It sucks, though. I think to answer your question, to go back to it, I think Juju Smith-Schuster is the guy to pick up. Yeah. I don't believe – here are the names. You got Watson, Sky Moore. You ain't picking up Sky Moore. Mecole Hardman. Wiley,
yeah,
that's it. I mean, they're just some no name.
Xavier guys. Worthy, maybe, but he's not even really the guy.
And here's what's sad: we're in a half PPR league, and Juju Smith-Schuster is only projected 5.7, and he is the top receiver for the Chiefs. Maybe they haven't took into account yet that Rice is gone. I don't know how that works, but
Kelsey will have an uptick, don't you think? Don't you think Kelsey will?
I think Kelsey is now like we were worried about him, which I figured you should probably trade for him because I figured they were gonna uptick him, like I said. But it's kind of too late now because you know he's gonna have to get the ball. There's no one else to get the ball to.
To win,
They have to get it to him because Kareem Hunt's gonna be good, but the problem with the backfield is you got Clyde Edwards coming back, Kareem Hunt. You just got a whole bunch of guys that are gonna be getting the ball. And then, so yeah, Juju's your number one option, I think, if you really believe. But if I'm going to be honest with you, we've said it before. I know it doesn't make our friend Matt happy, but Patrick Mahomes just hasn't.
No.
You're not happy with the first four games. You are not. There are a couple quarterbacks. I'm not happy with Kyler Murray. I mean, not really. He's kind of been a dud the last 2 weeks when you got guys like Justin Fields dropping 30. But it does depend about matchups. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So, but if you picked him, here is game slips right quick. 14, 12, 16, 13. And that's just, those are outside the top 10 numbers. That's not even, I don't even know that the 16 is a fringe top 10. So I'm not going to dog him though, because like I said, he's the best quarterback in the league. But just because he's the best real life quarterback doesn't mean he's the best fantasy quarterback. And that's just how it is. So, it's just tough to say. I would try to ship him though if you got him name value wise. Because but it's gonna be hard because now that he just lost his top receiver, I think the Chiefs are still gonna win games. Their defense is too good.
Yeah.
But I do think they will lose a couple games. Like before, it was kind of a joke that they could go 17-0, kind of joke, kind of serious. But now they'll make the playoffs. It's just their division's so bad. It's so bad that they'll win their
division. They still could kind of win a lot of games, even though they shouldn't. You know what I mean? Just because of how good their scheme is, you know.
Yeah, and so their next couple weeks are New Orleans by San Francisco and Las Vegas. Ugh. So the Chiefs are. I mean, they're looking. I mean, their schedule's fine. If New Orleans loses, they go from 2-0 to 3-2 or 2-3. So maybe we got some fraud alerts. But yeah, Chiefs will be fine. They'll win games. But like I said, probably trade Patrick Mahomes and pick up Juju Smith-Schuster. That's probably who you want to pick up. So that's probably the guy, Juju Smith-Schuster.
I would pick him up solely because he's going to be your short yardage guy. And I think other than Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce in terms of short yardage, only two people that are really going to be getting those targets are Juju Smith-Schuster and Travis Kelce. In terms of those, like, middle of the field, because that's kind of his game. Xavier Worthy's not going to be coming across the middle of the field catching a ball because he'll get smoked. Okay, he's the deep field threat. I mean, we've seen it against the Chargers. So Juju Smith-Schuster is a guy to look out for. He's not rostered in a lot of teams in any fantasy outlet just because he wasn't relevant. I mean, I don't know about Justin Watson. I mean, he's out there, but he's like a cardio guy. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't worry about it, but Yeah, man, them Chiefs.
But yeah, we got this said we're dogging the Chiefs. We're not dogging the Chiefs. All I'm saying is you should probably trade Patrick Mahomes because he's just not a great fantasy quarterback, but he's a great real life. He is the best real life quarterback.
Yeah. He's a bum in fantasy. That's what you're saying, right?
Not a bum. Not a bum. But yeah, and then Travis Kelce is going to get an uptick, and if you have Xavier Worthy, this is a good thing. So,
yeah,
Worthy. I mean,
he'll get the ball more.
That's not but true. He's fast, but
Travis Kelce uptick, I think, in terms of targets, and same thing with Juju Smith-Schuster, just because they have to throw to somebody, right?
Yeah, you got to throw it to someone because Kareem Hunt ain't going to run the ball 60 times a game, but hopefully he does. What's next in the lab report? What you got for us?
I'll go through these quick so we can start jumping into the games, but a few more on the lab report. Jonathan Taylor has a high ankle sprain, so be watching for that because Anthony Richardson also has an injury that's kind of tied together there. If Joe Flacco is playing at quarterback and Jonathan Taylor is out, I'm going to say this. Trey Sermon is a guy to be on the lookout for because this team with Joe Flacco being able to move the ball, they have great receivers. They really do. Even Adonai Mitchell's good. If he can get him the ball and your solo back is Trey Sermon, who was decent in college and he can competently move the ball, he could be a good value just in terms of usage and end zone. And he can receive the ball out of the backfield. And Joe Flacco's known for kind of throwing those short yardage to your tight end and your running back. So there's a caveat. If Joe Flacco is playing quarterback, right, and Jonathan Taylor really is out, Trey Sermon's a guy to look for. So be careful about that. Malik Nabers has a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. He should be okay to play Sunday, I hope, because I'm a Malik Nabers manager. But that is something to be on the lookout for.
Hey, chat. Is Alex's mic sounding weird? Because it sounded weird through my headphones. So let us know if it sounds a little off.
Let us know in the chat, please, so we can fix these things.
Yeah, we also have a chat in here that if Amari Cooper Adams goes to the Chiefs, unstoppable. The Raiders aren't sending him to the Chiefs, but the Browns might send Cooper to him, but they're definitely not sending Adams there.
They don't have enough cash space.
Talking about the Colts, I know we might talk about that game, but yeah, definitely that's a huge, huge loss if they lose Jonathan Taylor. Because I don't know if it's the ankle that he had surgery on, but remember he had that tightrope surgery to where they kind of tie it. Yeah, more depth there. I could have, but that ain't worth it. But long story short, they're putting your ankle tendons back together. And if this is the same injury he was dealing with, he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's just a big loss for Jonathan Taylor fans and managers in general. And then, like you said, Anthony Richardson going down might not be the worst thing. So it's just
for the receivers at least. There. I think it's better for the receivers.
You're muted. You muted yourself. Classic.
I'm muted? Is it working now? What is going on today?
Well, we have technical difficulties because I can't hear Alex right now. But I don't know what's going on. I really can't hear Alex. I don't know what else he's got on the lab report right now. But while we're waiting on Alex to fix his technical difficulties, I got some cooking up. No, don't show me that. I'll go to the waiver wire ads because this is a Monday show. We're going to get a little ahead of ourselves because Alex said he was going to buy a mic, but he ain't got no mic. I really can't hear him.
Oh, it is working. He says it's working.
I can't hear him.
Okay. If you can't hear me.
It's on my half then. But okay. Let me try to fix what I got going on. Let's hear it, Alex. Let's hear it.
So, Christian Watson, high ankle sprain. That upgrades for sure in the Packer receiver room because Jordan Love is finally back. We've seen it with Jaden Reed. We've seen it with Dontavian Wicks, two guys that are both good with Jordan Love playing at quarterback. When he's back there, you can trust these receivers. I hate to say that because I traded Jaden Reed, and I should have kept him, so that hurt my heart. But Christian Watson, be on the lookout for Christian Watson there. That could be a part of the process. Oh, we lost. Man, today is a technical difficulty day. We're live, so this is it. It is what it is. But Avery will be back soon. He should be. Let's see. Do we got him? Do we got A Fresh in the building? Let me see. A Fresh.
Now I hear you. Now
there he is.
That's why we gotta work our way up. We're low quality. Low quantity, great quality. That's what we are.
There it is. There it is. I like it. So I was talking about Christian Watson with a high ankle sprain. It upgrades the receiver room. Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, even Tucker Kraft. I want to throw that name out there because the tight ends have been cheeks this year. The top five guys that you drafted, buns, okay? Honestly, any other tight end could be good. Jared Goff has more receiving touchdowns than Travis Kelce, Sam Laporta, Mark Andrews, Trey McBride. I mean, Dalton Kincaid. Well, no, Dalton Kincaid has a receiving touchdown. Let me back up. Kyle Pitts. It's pretty bad. But be on the lookout for Tucker Kraft because he looks really good in that Green Bay offense. And we need a good tight end out here in any team in terms of fantasy football. So that's another name I wanted to throw out there for the waiver wire. He's not rostered in a lot of leagues. So be on the lookout for that. Devontae Adams requested a trade. And the organization itself has said that they are willing to trade him for a second round or whatever else compensation. Although I don't think they're going to the Chiefs. It's not really realistic. Their cap space is not as tight cap space, okay? And really, I don't even think – I mean, Devontae Adams probably would thrive out there, I'm assuming. I think he might go to the Jets, honestly. That is a high opportunity because Aaron Rodgers and him have that click. So really quickly, so we can jump into these matchups, how do you feel about Devontae Adams? Like, what do you does it increase his value in fantasy going somewhere else? Or what do you think about that?
I really thought Devontae Adams was going to have a better year with Gardner Minshew. But with the quarterbacks, it's all about getting on the right page with their receivers and really only having one offseason. Probably didn't do enough work for him. You saw that second game that he kind of force-fed Adams the ball, and it worked. They beat the Ravens, which was a huge upset. But I just don't think this – I don't think this Raiders team is a playoff team. I think they're good. But it's just it's kind of the same thing as the Panthers in a way, kind of like what we've been talking about. It's you're almost too bad to get a great pick, but you're not good enough to really make the playoffs. And that's kind of how I felt about Pittsburgh the last couple of years is like maybe you make the wild card. You're like the 7-6 seed now. But what does that get you when you go in there and you're not really good enough to beat? They got to play teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. So, I mean, you got to beat these good teams. And, I mean, they beat the Ravens, but they lose this crazy game. So, I think he was unhappy last year to begin with. I think he is going to go to the Jets. The Jets, he wants to go back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wants him to come back to him. I mean, you're talking about one of the better QB wide receiver duos we've seen like the last decade. So, which it's just crazy to think that. But if he goes there, if he goes to the Jets, I think it also helps Garrett Wilson because it has to spread out the field. That's my hope is that he goes to the Jets and that Garrett Wilson starts getting the ball more because all the ones – the problem with Garrett Wilson is he's been just locked up because they don't have any other receiver really besides Alan Lazard. And if that's your second best guy,
yeah,
I mean, what are we doing? But that's just what I think. I think he'll go there. I don't think he'll come to Pittsburgh because we're just not like – we're not a Super Bowl team. We might be – we're more of a playoff fight team. We might win a playoff game. That's the goal this year. But Super Bowl is probably out of our contention. I think a team to look for is I thought I saw it rumored that the Ravens were in business for him. Like the Ravens were looking for him for a second. If he goes to the Ravens, that team might just be unstoppable.
So, yeah.
Be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, definitely he's on the move. I don't think he's going to the Chiefs. I wouldn't think they're going to trade him in division. But crazier things have happened. So we'll see how that goes.
It's interesting just how it will affect the Raiders organization. I mean, uptick in Brock Bowers, uptick in Jacoby Myers. Honestly, I mean, they're not going to look better, I think, without Devontae Adams. I mean, we could be surprised. But going to the Ravens, it might hurt Devontae Adams' fantasy relevancy, but the Ravens are going to look insane. I mean, that team would be crazy if they got him. So just keep an eye on that. If you have Devontae Adams, do not freak out. I wouldn't trade him until you know where he's going, honestly. That is kind of my advice there. All right, so we're going to get into some game recaps from week four. Some good games, really, honestly. A little bit better this week in terms of offense and seeing some scores and some good runs. A lot of fantasy relevancy this week. We're going to start with Cowboys versus Giants, okay? Thursday game. We weren't here this weekend, so we'll really quickly touch on this. I had the Giants winning this game because I wanted to see if they'd pull through, okay? I wanted to see if they could do it. Well, they didn't, okay? 20-15. Dak Prescott looked real good, 22 of 27, 221 yards, two touchdowns. And we finally seen CD kind of look like the CD you drafted in round one. Okay, so that was nice to see. Not for us because we were trying to trade for him, but it was good to see in terms of fantasy value. Rico Dowdle is the backfield. Like, he is the leading running back for this team. So we now don't really have to question that. Although I wouldn't just go try to find him. I mean, if you got him, you're probably not even starting him. But just a good thing to remember. On the opposite side here, Devin Singletary didn't have a great game, but he had 14 carries. Okay, this team, this defense is okay. Okay, they at least are competent. They can stop the run. Malik Nabers looked like Malik Nabers. With the injury, it kind of hurts. A name I want to throw out there so you remember this is Wandale Robinson. This guy, again, is not in a lot of different teams rostered in fantasy. He gets a lot of volume. He's had, like, what, 38-plus targets over the last few games. So Wandale Robinson's a guy next to Malik Nabers, even though Daniel Jones isn't exciting. Based on volume in a PPR format, Wandale Robinson is a good option. So really quickly, Avery, what do you think about this game?
Real quickly, like you said, CeeDee Lamb, finally, the problem is, though, three carries, 8 yards, 7 receptions for 98 and a touchdown. Still hasn't got over that century mark, so, but he should get traded. But CeeDee Lamb's the guy. We knew it would happen. Same thing with Ja'Marr Chase. These elite receivers are going to, once they find their stride, the reason they're starting so late, I think, is because they started the season late. They started off season late. They got these contracts late. So you expect these guys to take a couple weeks. Hopefully we'll see Brandon Ayuk start picking it up for fantasy managers because he's the next one up, according to this signing. I think Malik Nabers is going to be out for one game, so just plan accordingly for him to be out with that concussion. You're usually at least out one extra game, so we'll see how that goes. Wandale Robinson is a good pickup. He had 12.6 points. Pretty solid guy. It just stinks because you're not going to start him over some elite receivers until you see it consistently. So that's just tough. Tight ends, Jake Ferguson did good. Did better than what you expected. He was projected 8.3. He got 8.4. That's about what you want your tight ends to get that. And then Devin Singletary would be fine. 14 carries for 24 yards. This was just a bad game. I think Dallas was really coming to crack down on the run. So that's just kind of why. Daniel Jones is still just bad. And Dak Prescott was all right. There was just no scoring in the fourth quarter. If either of these teams split together, they probably could have done it. But, yeah, that's about what I got from this game. How good's Dallas? I don't know. The Giants aren't very good, and they only won 20-15. This Dallas team, I don't think, is Super Bowl contenders like last year. So, probably just pretenders. But they can put it together. So, I guess we'll have to see how that goes for them. Ezekiel Elliott, though, it kind of sucks if you picked him up because he's probably going to get dropped. And then I can't tell you what kickers are going to have 19 points like Joseph did for the Giants. Each week, I keep picking up someone different, and each week it's someone different kicker-wise. So
Brandon Aubrey is the guy, though.
He had 10. Joseph had 19. So have fun finding the kicker that's going to have 20 each week because I've been put against each kicker that's had 20 each week. Then I wish I could find a defense.
And the defense.
Yeah, I wish I could find a defense that just doesn't score 20 on me. That would be nice. Just one time. Just one time.
One of these days, huh?
Well,
speaking of kickers, okay, there's a kicker on the Falcons team that pulled through to defeat the Saints. Okay, Alex Roden won't like this as much. So, the Falcons won 26-24. We have a person in the chat leaving us. Thank you, Mr. Matt, for joining in on chat. You have a blessed day, brother. But the Falcons beat the Saints. I think I had the Falcons, or I don't know who I picked for this game. We'll talk about the pool before we leave today. The quarterback that showed out in this game was Taysom Hill. It's kind of interesting. You know, he had more than Derek Carr, more than Kirk Cousins. Alvin Kamara, once again, has shown that he is the guy. Okay, Avery, he'll talk about in a minute probably that he's not going to keep this up. But it's nice to see right now, at least if you have him, that he's putting out the production he is. And it's why you drafted him more than likely. Because a lot of people are kind of out on him. Chris Olave kind of is looking more consistent now, so it's kind of been good to see. I feel like if you weren't starting him, now you should. You should. I mean, really, they're starting to get a good connection. Rashid Shaheed, again, kind of showed out here too, so that was interesting to see. against a good Falcons offense. I want to talk about the Falcons more, though, because where you drafted Drake London, where you drafted Kyle Pitts, where you drafted B. John Robinson, you have a lot of faith in this team and in this offense. Is it time to kind of be like, really? They're just not what they are. We have to look at it face value and say, these guys, we thought they'd be big names. But Kirk Cousins just, I mean, he might win you a game, but he's not doing it in fantasy. I mean, he was with Justin Jefferson, but he's a different guy. So, Avery, I want you to talk about that. Tell me how you feel about Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave, your boy. And talk to me about some of these guys that are on. You have personal experience with B. John and Kyle Pitts. So.
I'll start backwards for you. I'll start on the Falcons. Here's their upcoming schedule. The Bucs, the Panthers, Seahawks, Bucs. They have a favorable matchup here the next 4 weeks. If these guys don't get it done the next 4 weeks, they're not going to get it done. Yeah. I mean, the Bucs, bad pass defense. Panthers, bad defense in general. Seahawks just gave up 45 or something to the Lions.
Yeah.
And the Bucs again. And then you have the Cowboys who can't stop the run. And so, I mean, your next five-game stretch should be good games in all actuality. So, and these are must-win games for them. These aren't games they can drop because their division's going to be tight this year. Because all the Bucs look good, the Saints look decent, the Falcons look decent, the Panthers, I don't think they're going to win it, but they're going to put up a fight offensively. So you're going to have to put up points. I think you can wait out this week maybe, but the Falcons have just been – I'm going to be honest, they've been awful.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins really just hasn't been that good. He's put up 6, 17, 11, and 7.5 against them. And really the 17 was only because of the Darryl Mooney 80-yard touchdown. And so I'm just disappointed. I traded Bijan for James Cook off of James Cook's high. I'm not really disappointed because James Cook's not going to score 2 touchdowns a game. It's just not realistic.
No.
And I think I thought James Cook's ceiling was Bijan's 4. But I've been disappointed in Bijan because he hasn't – listen, 7 carries, 28 yards, 4 receptions for 46 yards is great. But Tyler Algier, 8 carries, 60 yards, 2 for 2, 20. If this is going to be a timeshare, I'm going to trade out of it. I've told Alex this ahead of time. I'm probably going to try to swing Bijan for a guy like Breece Hall. Can you get a guy like Kyron Williams? Can you get these guys that I think are better for the long – yeah. Maybe Alvin Kamara if you're a believer. I'm not a believer, but if you are a believer in Alvin Kamara, go get him. I think the guy would want maybe – Alvin Kamara's played good. I don't know if he'd want to trade him. But I'm just saying if you're a guy – if you believe in your guys, right now I don't believe in Bijan. I hope he turns it around. And if they don't do it this four-game stretch, the problem is if you wait it out, it might be too late.
Correct.
So this week against the Bucs might be the telltale all sign. If they have a great game, hey, keep them. But if they do bad, start watching out. And Bijan also has a shoulder injury, they said. So he's questionable. I think he'll play, but we'll have to see about that. That had just got diagnosed like 2 days ago. Drake London, still not a fan of. Kyle Pitts, not a fan. Don't know why I drafted this guy. I should have known better. He had such a great week one. Such a great week one that I thought, man, all the haters are proven wrong. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And Kyle Koo would have kicked for 20 points, though. I'm going to flip this over to the Saints. They didn't win the game, which is crazy. Because do you want to hear this? Do you want to hear what's crazy? The Falcons, as long as I'm looking at this correctly, did not score an offensive touchdown in this game. They did not score one offensive touchdown. I know they didn't. They didn't score one offensive touchdown in this game, and they won 26-24. Is that not just crazy? They had a pick six, and I believe they had a fumble six off a block punt.
And the rest were field goals.
Yeah, and the rest were field goals. That's what I'm saying. That's what's crazy. So there's a crazy stat for you. The Saints lost, not giving up a touchdown. That's awful, number one. Number two, Derek Carr, awful. It's time to get off the car. I was on the car. I'm off the car. Doing great. I mean, Alvin Kamara's balling. I don't think he'll keep it up, but, hey, I'm all for the old man balling. I have nothing against him. I had him for that 5-touchdown game. I've liked him ever since. Problem is, here we go. I'm going to be quick with it. They play the Chiefs next. They don't – run backs just
they
don't
stop the run.
They just don't do good. They give up pass yards. They don't give up run yards. So,
yeah,
you don't bench them, but boy, is it you're pushing your luck.
Yeah.
Then they play the Bucs. Not a bad matchup. Then you got the Broncos, who don't give up who are really the number two defense in the league, and they've earned it. They haven't played just bad teams. You know, we've been like on the Broncos. People are playing the Broncos. But the Broncos have kept the games close. They've honestly kept them close. So I'm not – that will be a team we can talk about in a little bit. Then they play the Chargers. So this his upcoming schedule, his value is probably going to decline a little bit. So if you're looking for a ceiling, I think now's the time. But it, you can keep him and be just fine. And then keep going. Chris Olave, 2 weeks in a row, has been tackled at the half-yard line on a touchdown. So you're literally – what is that? That's 3 feet away from combined. It's a foot and a half. You're a foot and a half each game from having 20 points and 20 points, essentially. This long story short, it's like 18 and 19.5. But that he's getting the ball. He's doing good. Eight for 10 for 90 yards is a great stat line. Oh. Rashid Shaheed's still the boom bust guy, but he had 8 for 11 as well for 83. So maybe not as boom bust as we thought. These tight ends are just so sad. I could go on and on today about it. Yeah. Taysom Hill's good, but Kyle Pitts, I'm out. I'm out on Kyle Pitts. I should have been out to begin with. That was just a bad beat, Avery. That's just a bad beat. I should have known. But I. Saints, I got the big players are gonna make big plays. Falcons, I can't believe that they're maybe this week is the week they get it together. But how long can you say that before
you're 1-6 in fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the Saints? I was like, oh, they're gonna go undefeated. Longest team. And sadly, only two teams that are still undefeated are the Chiefs and the Vikings. So now it's like who's gonna go longer? And I think the Vikings might outright do it compared to the Chiefs. I'll have to look at the schedule.
I said that I'm not going to jinx anybody because everyone I said lost last 2 weeks. So we'll see. They have to play the Saints. Saints aren't bad. Saints can put up 40. Saints can put up 10. Yeah. So we'll see which Saints team wants to come out. But
Next game, I hate that he can't be here to talk about it. But this is our opportunity to talk about a Chiefs and Chargers game. Okay. Chiefs 17, Chargers 10. Now, the one thing that is surprising here is Kareem Hunt had 14 carries. He led this backfield. Now, I think that that's not sustainable, really. I mean, Samaje Perine is going to get some work in there. Carson Steele kind of lost his opportunity. Not saying he won't get another one. But those fumbles and being a young guy, they were just kind of like, we can't have this, you know. Same thing with Ramondre Stevenson. He's kind of had a little bit of a lower tick in usage because of, I mean, if you're dropping this ball and giving turnovers, they'll set you down immediately. We've seen it in James Cook last year. So Kareem Hunt's a guy to be looking for. He's not rostered much at all. And if he's the leading back on a good team and gets goal line work, huge upside, really. And Kareem Hunt, he may be old, but if he's getting you the time and the work, get him. I want to talk about Patrick Mahomes, okay? And we've said this multiple times, and it's hard to say in some ways. But in terms of fantasy, there's so many other quarterbacks right now that you could play above Patrick Mahomes, honestly. Now, Patrick Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, he is the best quarterback in the league. There's no question. I mean, sometimes there's arguments he could be the GOAT, okay? It's hard to have that argument sometimes. But really, Patrick Mahomes, in terms of fantasy, he about had the same amount of points as Justin Herbert. You know what I mean? Just looking at it in terms of that face value. The receivers here, Xavier Worthy had a deep shot. It was kind of nice to finally see the Chiefs throw the ball deep. It was the longest pass they had since, 2017 or something like that? I don't know what the stat was. But on the Chargers side, Ladd McConkey is looking good. The man looks good and gets a really good defense. Like you said, they don't allow the run. So J.K. Dobbins, even though he had 14 carries, only had 32 yards. Gus Edwards didn't get very far either. But these receivers kind of ate up a little bit. I mean, Ladd McConkey, 5 for 7, 67 yards. Josh Palmer, 3 for 4, 36. I mean, it's not the greatest, but they got some yards and catches on them. So, Avery, how do you feel about this game in terms of Chiefs? And we finally got to see Travis Kelce kind of look a little bit like normal again with 12 fantasy points. So what do you think about this?
I'm just going to be quick.
Yeah.
I've already said my piece about Mahomes. Like I said, greatest quarterback in the league right now. The difference, I want to point this out. They had a 1.64 point difference this week. That was the difference between QB 17 and QB 22. So Patrick Mahomes was a fringe QB back end QB2 this week. That's just what I'm saying. I'm not saying Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, you can't start because they just don't throw the ball. So don't even look at him. He's a great quarterback, but this, I don't know if he'll ever be relevant. He won't be this year because of John Harbaugh, unless he goes somewhere else, and I don't think he will. But Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to dog him because they win the game. He does what he has to do to win the game. Picks have been a problem for him, though.
Yeah,
I think he has a pick in each game. That's 2 points gone. Right? He would have had 15, probably been close to a top 15 quarterback. It's just tough, and he's not really running the ball much. So we'll see. He's still good. Kareem Hunt, I think, is the guy in this backfield.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like we said, Samaje Perine and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is coming back off IR or whatever you want, IR, I believe. Carson still is going to get an opportunity. I just don't know if I want to mess with this backfield. I mean, you might put it on waiver claim if you want Kareem Hunt. But at the end of the day, it's just – it's so tough because if you really need a running back, go get Hunt. But if you don't just need a running back, I would probably save your waiver wire ad for somebody else. J.K. Dobbins, fine. Xavier Worthy, they're going to have to start using him more because I don't think there's anyone else to use in this team. So I'd use him. Ladd McConkey, the Chargers are just tough because you don't know who's going to get the ball. That's really it. Travis Kelce did look good. I'm glad he looked good for fantasy purposes. I don't have him, but as fantasy managers, the problem is, though, with this team now, people are just going to double Kelce and make you beat him with somebody else. That's just realistically how it's going to be. That's what I would do personally. I say, if you beat me with Mecole Hardman and Sky Moore, so be it. Like, and it's end all be all. You got it. But, you know, I'm not a defense coordinator, so I can't speak for him. That's just me. But this game wasn't bad. If you – Gus Edwards, I kind of want to point out Gus Edwards, a guy that we all thought would be decent, has just not been it. Running back 48, 39, 65, and 61. This is a guy you probably spent like a 10th round pick on, which isn't bad, but you just took Deshaun in the dark and you guessed wrong. I personally guessed wrong on him and Tajay Spears, which Tajay had a touchdown last night, so it's not as bad. But this Gus Edwards pick is looking pretty bad unless JK gets hurt, which I hope he doesn't. I like JK. I hope he stays healthy, but that's just my opinion. I dropped Edwards. I don't think he's worth rostering. So if you have him, I'd probably drop him. Probably the same thing with. You can probably do that with Quinn Johnson, Josh Palmer. I've dropped Josh Palmer. These are guys you just can't start with confidence, and they're not really boom guys. Rashid Shaheed is a boom guy. Quinn Johnson, you said to start the 1 week, which was a good play. He's just not a guy you want to keep on your bench because if you really want your guys on your bench to be your boom bust players if you need a big game. So that's just me personally. But this game wasn't bad. But it'll be interesting to see the Chiefs without Rice for like a full game. And we're going to get that because I think he's done. But we're still waiting on the news, which is crazy because I feel like usually you get that news pretty quick. But they're going to have to send out some type of practice report or something here soon. So we'll see how it goes. That's about all I got from this game. This is not a great game, but, I mean, Chiefs won. Got an ugly win's better than a good loss. So that's what they always say.
I watched the game, and it wasn't that exciting to watch, which is not normal for your Chiefs games. But the Chargers, it seems like the Chargers always give them trouble. Tony Romo was out there just, you know.
I will say the Chargers did play well without Joey Bosa and Joe Alt. I was and their best corner. So I was actually impressed by the Chargers. This is a team that if you give them, I know the Chiefs have just dominated, and they probably will dominate this division again. But you give the Chargers probably one or two more years, and they'll be competitive. They'll be a decent team with John Harbaugh.
Thanks to Ladd McConkey. Go Dawgs.
Yes, I'm a cocker, baby.
I like him. All right. This game was also another not exciting game, but I feel like we kind of have to start respecting the Broncos. We have to respect the Broncos. Sorry, we have a chat come in here. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. We got a guy named Big Al in here. Respectfully sending us the chat. Thank you for joining in to the Lab Rats, the lab right here. We got you. Whatever you need, send us questions, comments, right? But Broncos, Jets here, okay, 10-9. I feel like we got to put some respect on the Broncos. They are 2-2 right now. They're not out of it, obviously, right? They could still, I mean, they're not 0-3, right? they can still turn this around and win some more games and look like a good team. Bo Nix did not, I mean, in terms of quarterback play, he was 12 for 25 for 60 yards, okay? The running backs didn't look good. Really, this was just a defensive, just like, battle, honestly. Jets defense versus Broncos defense. Because Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he threw for 225 yards, but he threw for 42 passes, okay? Even the running backs, Breece Hall had less fantasy points than Braylon Allen. So Braylon Allen is a name, like we've said before, look out for this guy. Braylon Allen has an uptick. I mean, especially Dynasty, you should have this guy, no question. But if Breece Hall gets hurt at all, Braylon Allen takes this backfield in a heartbeat, and he'll look good too. We talked about this a little bit last week. Cortland Sutton, if he is getting peppered with targets, he could be a good value in the future. I mean, I would say no, not right now. Just keep an eye on him. Keep him on your watch list. Because he was 3 for 9 for 60 yards and a touchdown with 14 fantasy points. So if Bo Nix can get it figured out, I mean, he only had 60 yards in this game, and they went all to Cortland Sutton. So, I mean, if Cortland Sutton's getting this ball and this team begins to look better and better and better because Bo Nix is young in a Sean Payton offense, watch out. Obviously, Garrett Wilson, he's going to get his later on. Mike Williams was the leading receiver. But this was just a unique game. This is not your consistency. It's not going to be like this every week. So, Avery, how do you feel about this? I know you've got Garrett Wilson, and I know you're looking at Breece Hall. So, how do you kind of feel about these two teams coming up?
You know, I'll start off by saying I got off the Bo Nix Express. I'm not on yet. I'm not on. This was not a great game.
Yeah.
But I'm still, you know, I said last week, like, put me on the caboose. Like,
yeah.
We're in line for a ticket.
Let me have one. Yeah, put me in line for a ticket. I'm interested. But he did not play. It's 12 for 25, 60 yards. It's not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. But like you said, I think Cortland Sutton, if he's going to get 10 targets a game, he's worth rostering. I don't know about playing, but he's worth rostering. Everybody else on this team, no one else had a catch except for Troy Franklin, who had 2 receptions for 4 yards, negative 2 yards. And yeah. Javonte Williams had 2 for 3 for 3 yards. Jaleel McLaughlin had 1 reception for no yards. And Burton had 1 reception for 3 yards. This is just a bad game. This is
bad.
I mean, I know it was pouring down rain. Javonte Williams gave you another game that you could at least play him. You could play him. He's better than some running backs. I'm not saying he was a good running back, but I mean, he's running back 30. If you're in a deep league, that's good enough. But Broncos, you're not playing them. We've already discussed them enough. I'm not going to hate on them. They got the win. Their defense is elite. I'm going to be honest with you. They're available in our fantasy league. I'm just debating about picking them up with the number one pick. That way I don't have to deal with this go-around anymore. These guys are elite. They play at an elite level. So, I mean, they've had – this is their last stat line, 9, 7, 17, and 13. This is not – and this is against decent teams. And they go on to play this week. The Raiders, the Chargers, the Saints, Carolina. This is a good matchup. I think this team been about to spend my first round or first pick on it for waiver wire. Probably not. Don't do that. Don't spend a first waiver wire pick.
Nobody's going to pick them up, really.
But, I mean, you could. But their defense is elite. You're not playing other guys on the Broncos. It's just realistic. The Jets are really the story of this game. They're 2-2 after they finally beat the New England team. And it felt like they finally got a win they were supposed to win by how much they were supposed to win by, if that makes sense. Like, this was the first time in 2 years the Jets have got a win that they were supposed to get, and they played how they were supposed to play. And I think they got that win, and it went to their head, and this was just an awful game. Aaron Rodgers is not a – if he's throwing 42 passes, I didn't start Garrett Wilson because he got the Pat Surtain treatment. But you best believe I will be playing him from here on out if he's getting 42 passes. I know Mike Williams had – I mean, he had the most targets on the team, tied with Alan Lazard. So, we'll see how that goes. I don't know if you're not playing Alan Lazard, honestly. If you start him, I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it at all. This running back situation is so tough because Braylon Allen is – this is what you get. Young running backs are so good, and this guy is elite. This guy is going to be elite for years to come if he doesn't get hurt. My problem is Breece Hall had 15, 20, 16. This week he had 2.8, which is a little concerning. But I just, like I said, this Denver defense is elite. But they also play Minnesota and the Bills next week, or Minnesota next week and then the Bills. And then they play Pittsburgh and New England and then Houston. So these are tough teams to run the ball against. This isn't – here's my problem with trading for Breece Hall. And this is my concern. Breece Hall was not an efficient runner last year. That's not what he's known for. He was so good last year at the end of the year because all the dump-offs he got. If he's not getting these dump-offs, I struggle to see him having a pathway to these 20-point games. That's just where I struggle to see it at. Now, could he do it? Absolutely. He's an elite running back, one of the better ones in the league. But that's just how it goes. That's like week three, he had one rushing touchdown, four receptions for 54 total rushing yards, which still ain't good. Then the other week he had 62 rushing yards on, I believe it was 16 carries, which still isn't good. So the inefficiency might get to him. I'm really worried. It's not panic button alarm yet. Him or Bijan, it's not panic button yet. But you do need to start keeping out. If he has one more game like this and Brandon Allen starts taking that workload, you really got to consider trading him while he's still a name value. So just look out for that. That's my opinion. But like I said, if you got Garrett Wilson, don't be mad. I traded for him 2 weeks ago. I knew this week was coming. I knew on the schedule. Pat Surtain, if you got Pat Surtain, you might as well not start any receiver going up against him. It's just not worth it. You just can't do it.
He's locked them all up.
This guy's – it's like I told someone, it's like when Darrell Revis had that was just crazy. That's how good he's doing right now. Like, compare him to Terrell Reeves. Crazy. So that's my take. You're not starting any of the Broncos. Start the Jets next week. I know it's a tough matchup against the Vikings, but it's going to be a high-scoring game, I think.
Yeah. They'll eat. They'll get theirs. They'll figure it out. Aaron Rodgers is a competent enough quarterback at his age. He can get these guys the ball, and they can score. I mean, we've seen it against the Giants. I know it's the Giants, but we still – I mean, they have that potential and talent on this team. They'll get it done.
Yep.
Another game. This actually was a really exciting game. I am loving the Vikings hype. I am loving how good they're doing. I'm loving how Sam Darnold's doing. The fact that a guy who was a backup, somebody who was written off, I love the underdog story, right? He has come through and he has showed up and won these guys some games. Honestly, if Sam Darnold brings them a lot further, it kind of hurts when J.J. McCarthy can start. If Sam Darnold's going to be this good. Don't know how long it'll last, but at least right now, it is fun. So Sam Darnold is a guy, if you don't have a good quarterback situation, honestly, he's worthy of a pickup. I think he's like quarterback 7. Let me look to make sure to correct myself here. Quarterback number 4. That is insane. Quarterback number 4 is crazy. So Sam Darnold is not rostered in a lot of leagues. I think he's even on our waiver. I believe he's out there in our league, in our 10 team. So he's a guy he's got the receiver room, and TJ Hockenson, people keep forgetting, I think. He's coming back in the next 2 to 3 weeks. He'll for sure be there after the bye. So when they get TJ Hockenson, they've got Jordan Addison, who had 22 fantasy points in this game. Jalen, you spoke it into existence, Avery. Jalen Naylor, I forgot about Jordan Addison kind of in this room. But whoever that second guy is will eat, right? Justin Jefferson is always going to get his. He was 6-for-8, 85. And honestly, Aaron Jones is a solid running back in this team. 22 carries, that's insane workload. Anybody who's getting 22 carries on a team, you want to play because other than them beginning hurt the risk, you have the upside that they're getting that work if it's end zone, whatever it is. On the Green Bay Packers side, with Jordan Love back on this team, they're elite in the passing game. Jordan Love really is that good. Josh Jacobs didn't have a good game, but I will say for Josh Jacobs manager owners, don't freak out on him, okay? Josh Jacobs, although he hasn't had a touchdown in any of his games, but he's at least had 10 and up in every game. He does get some work in the passing game. It is a split backfield, but I think this honestly will benefit Josh Jacobs in the long run because he gets some rest. I know he's a workload back, but don't give up on him. If he gets a touchdown, it's a whole different game for this guy. And they get to the end zone almost every drive with how elite this offense is. Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Doubs are both guys to look out for, like I said earlier, because Christian Watson is dealing with a high ankle sprain. You want to wait on the reports, but Jaden Reed's the guy in this offense. I hate to say that because I just traded him, and I should have just waited. Looking back, you don't want to panic on your team where you're like, oh no, I got to get rid of a guy, because football can change so quickly and so fast. I lost my opportunity, and it is what it is. I regret it, so don't be like me. But Avery, how do you feel about these two teams?
I just want to start out by saying me and old Matt Man had an argument. I'm not arguing that Aaron Jones is not an elite running back. He is running back 9 on the season right now, which is great. And I think he deserves that. Give him his flowers. He deserves it. Here is my argument against him. Matt traded for him this week. I knew he was going to have a decent matchup against Green Bay. The next week, he has the Jets. He's got a bye, and he's got Detroit. I can almost guarantee, unless he gets a rushing touchdown, he's going to have 20 less points within 3 weeks if he's going to bye. So I think he's going to have less than 20 combined. The Jets don't give up rush yards, and the Lions real. I mean, the Kenneth Walker game was just an anomaly. That guy was just crazy. And really, his work came out of the passing backfield. So my argument wasn't that it was a bad trade for Aaron Jones. I just think all three of us were in win-now mode because we were a little behind the pack. I just didn't think it was a good trade for Aaron Jones. The rest of the guys he got were good. But he traded away a great running back in Joe Mixon, who I just don't take, but if he stays healthy, that offense is elite. And we've seen it so far. But Sam Darnold, the problem is you don't start him because in 10-team, he's just on that fringe. He's obviously top 5, but it's just hard to start him over guys like Kyler Murray. Or someone in our league star, Justin Fields, what a start. It's like these guys that give you the upside for rushing. And really, Sam Darnold, 3 touchdowns. If he throws 3 touchdowns a game, he's always going to be a top 10 QB. So I don't know if you need to go drop him to add somebody right now because of where we're at injury-wise in the league. But maybe once some guys start coming back and you have more depth with your roster spots, maybe go get him. I don't think you have to go get him right now, though. I don't think that's a priority waiver wire add this week. Jordan Love came back, balled out, took the second half to do it. Dude looks elite. So he threw 3 interceptions and still had 28 points.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know he had 3 picks.
I neither. That's insane, actually.
Ty Chandler's not a bad running back, but Aaron Jones is commanding the backfield. I'm not a big fan of Josh Jacobs. I think Emmanuel Wilson's going to keep eating in those carries because Wilson – is just as efficient as Josh Jacobs is. That's just my opinion. It's not as much, but I think it's to give him a break, they're going to keep doing it. I knew Addison was going to come back. I knew you shouldn't pick up Naylor. Addison is an elite guy. Jefferson's an elite guy.
Yeah.
Here's the question of the week. And like you said, Tyler Kraft shot him out. That could have easily been Luke Musgrave, though. These are 2 tight ends that you're going to struggle to start one or the other because they're the same exact guy. Really, I think they're the same height. I think they're close to the same weight. I mean, they're just the same exact guy. And they do the same exact thing. Great at blocking, elite at catching the ball. And so, but they both don't play at the same time because this team is so deep.
Yeah.
And that's just a hard thing to do when you're that deep. But the big question this week, when it comes to waiver wire ads, which we probably won't have a ton of time to talk about at the end, Dontavian Wicks is a great waiver wire ad in a redraft league because no one has him. If someone has him, they knew what was happening. They started him last week. They have to have the mind of God if they started him last week. Or it's a 32-team league.
He's 12% rostered. 12%. Yeah,
which is crazy. Now, here's my argument, though. Do you start Dontavian Wicks with this absolutely loaded wide receiver room? Or do you go get a guy – and I'm just saying, in Indianapolis, that a guy that's not rostered in Josh Downs. Josh Downs.
He got a lot of looks.
If he's going to get 10 targets a game, but Dontavian Wicks got 13. This week, there are some decent ads on the waiver wire, but you really got to be smart with that. Like you said, Christian Watson had 1 target and got hurt. Well, when Christian Watson comes back, can Dontavian Wicks keep it up? Same thing. When Anthony Richardson is hurt, he's going to be out for a while. Well, how long is he out for? If he comes back in 3 weeks, is Josh Downs worth it? So that's really what you got to compare. But 3 weeks, regardless, is elite. I don't know which one I'm going to pick up first. I had a bad week last week, so I'm going to get one of the two. It's just who do I want? So
that's I will say this on that topic. They are playing the Rams this next week. And so if anything, this would be a week, especially if Chris Watson is out. This is a 1 week play that you're saying, I'm going to pick at least one of these receivers because I know how good this passing game is. I know one of these 3 guys is going to get a lot of targets because Jordan Love, how many times did he pass this game? 54 touches.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, they were down, but I think the Rams also can put up points where they make you kind of be down a little bit, make a shootout. The Green Bay defense is not super elite. They're decent. But I don't know, just against this secondary that's not very good coming up with the Rams, the Green Bay Packer receiver room is not a bad ad because Romeo Doubs is not rostered a ton and Dontavian Wicks isn't either, especially Dontavian Wicks. And I think Dontavian Wicks has the more upside, the deeper play end zone threat. Romeo Doubs is kind of the check down, move the chains guy. And obviously Jaden Reed, he is rostered, so you are going to be playing him. But good game. Honestly, it was a really good game to watch. Both these teams were fun and exciting, so you can't complain about that. Next game, Eagles versus the Buccaneers. This Eagle team is not looking very good. I know they've had injuries. I know they can turn it around, but they're not looking too hot, okay? Jalen Hurts had 16 fantasy points. Saquon Barkley had a little bit of a lower game, but he had 12 fantasy points. Okay, that was more than most of the running backs. Saquon Barkley, you're starting him. You draft him where he is, okay? Now, I am kind of – it's weird to think that Paris Campbell was going to be the leading receiver in this team. Dallas Goedert, I mean, he obviously had 8 targets. He looked good with them being hurt. I mean, he had 9 fantasy points. But without A.J. Brown and without Devontae Smith, this is a whole different team, okay? So, honestly, without them too, the only person I feel like you can start would be Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. Maybe Dallas Goedert because of usage. But it's just a weird team right now to look at. They are on a bye this next week. So, really, you're not going to be playing any of them, obviously. The Buccaneers, though, I am enjoying Baker Mayfield cook. I'm loving that he is going off. He had 347 yards, 2 touchdowns, and ran one in. I'm loving this. I'm a big Baker fan, so that's part of it. But the biggest side of this game, Bucky Irving, once again, he had the same amount of carries as Rashad White, but turned one of them into a touchdown. And he had a better game just because of the touchdown, obviously. But Bucky Irving is taking more and more snaps from Rashad White. If in any way, now Rashad White, he had a groin injury. And those things just don't go away, okay? There's something that can linger. So Rashad White, if he's injured at all, Bucky Irving is a good guy to have on your team. I think he should be picked up by now, more than likely on waivers. But if he's not, he's an option just as an anchor for your team. Mike Evans looked like Mike Evans finally once again. Okay, I know he had a down week last week. Chris Godwin. You're not worried about him. He looks good. You're starting both these guys. So these teams are interesting in how they look this year. We thought the Eagles would be better than they are. They've obviously dealt with injuries. But the Bucs are cooking. So, Avery, how do we feel on these two sides of the teams here?
I'll just keep it quick. I think Jalen Hurts, if the two games he had both his guys, he was QB 10 and 2. So I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack here.
Yeah.
It's just that's the reason he's been so – mid. He's been mid. Baker Mayfield, elite. If he's not picked up, go pick him up. Now, will he keep this up the whole season? Probably not. But, man, he is hot right now. And so go pick him up until he gets cold. I'd honestly probably start him until he gets cold. But you're just it's a game you're playing. Saquon, he was running back 1, 12-1. And this week, I think he was running back 20. So not a great week from him. But, I mean, come on now. You're playing him. Don't complain if you have him. He's won you 2 weeks. Then, like you said, Bucky Irving and Rashad White, same amount of carries, same amount of yards. And so this is a tough one. This is honestly a tough one. I think this is going to be a split field the rest of the year. So don't be looking for anybody else to – don't look for one of these guys unless an injury happens. Bucky, the problem is, though, if they're taken away from one another, then you can't start one of them. You just can't do it. I mean, if it was just White again, you could probably start him. If it was just Irving, you could start him. But say if Irving doesn't have that touchdown, he scores 6 points. So maybe it's one of those, like last year you had Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Whoever got the touchdown was the guy. Maybe it's one of those situations. I'm not going to dog on the Eagles wide receiver room. None of those guys should be ones. They were forced into that role. Mike Evans, still a dog. Knew he would be. I knew that was coming. You're starting Mike Evans. And now let's go to – Kate Otten had a sneakily good game too with 8.2. With as bad as the tight ends have been, I'm not playing them. But that's a pretty good game. If Baker's throwing the ball 47 times a game,
yeah,
kind of the same thing with Cole Kmet and the Bears. If you're throwing the ball 47, 50 times a game, tight ends got to get the ball a couple times. It's just a fact. You got to get the ball a couple times. So, not really bad, but I don't know. I'm not going to put too much stock into this game. if you lose your number one and two receiver, then obviously they can focus on stopping the run. And the Eagles defense we know is poop against the pass. So that just is what it is.
But I love the Baker Mayfield. Baker's dozen out there, dude. He's going for it. I'm loving
He's balling.
Didn't like him in Oklahoma, but I like him in the league. So he's just a cool quarterback. No Boomer Sooner around here. Okay, we don't do that stuff. We're not going to talk about college football either because it was a rough weekend and for the Dogs and the Hogs. Anyways, so last game on our slate today for the Week 4 recap. We've been actually doing pretty good with even our technical difficulties. We've made it this far through all these games. We're kind of cooking. Because that's what we do here at Takeology. We are in this lab so that you can do the cooking. So I hope you're enjoying this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the YouTube Live. Always give us a follow. Share us with your buddies, okay? You know they need help in fantasy, and we're the guys who can do that for them. I mean, we need help in fantasy. So, but last game on the slate here is Bengals and Panthers. Bengals 34, Panthers 24. I really want to focus on the Panthers side here because it's crazy how much a quarterback change can change your team. Bryce Young, he wasn't it, okay? But Andy Dalton threw 40 times, although he had an interception. He had a pretty decent game. Had, I don't know if it's more points than Patrick or the same, okay? But they're right there. It's kind of insane to say that. Chuba Hubbard, 18 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Not bad. He was also involved in the passing game. Chuba Hubbard, his uptake is going to decrease when Jonathan Brooks comes back. When how soon that is, I don't know because he is their future, honestly. Jonathan Brooks will be a good running back. The biggest part is this receiver room. Deontay Johnson, 7 for 13. Last week he had 14 targets. Deontay Johnson is a guy you might even be starting in your flex. I mean, it depends on your team, but Deontay Johnson's getting the usage. And if Andy Dalton's throwing this ball and he's in that backfield, I honestly would start him because of just the workload that he gets and the possibility of a deep play or a touchdown. I personally. It depends on who you have. But Deontay Johnson, 2 weeks in a row, has had 17 and 24. So it's not bad. But Xavier Leggett had a little bit more usage, which was interesting to see. Adam Thielen wasn't in this game. He's on IR. So the outlook for these receivers, Xavier Leggett, if Andy Dalton's throwing like this, could be an option. I mean, look out for it. I'm not saying go pick him up, but you got to look at your team and say, is this a guy I can use, right? Because although we'll tell you a guy that you may want to start or not start, the obvious guys that you have on your team, you're like, no, I can't change them for that. But if you have somebody that's questionable, like Deontay Johnson right now is a boomer bust guy, kind of like a Calvin Ridley, a guy that where if you're down, throw him in there, right? But if you're looking for consistency, I wouldn't lean that way. Joe Burrow even looked pretty good. He's looking kind of like his normal self. Ja'Marr Chase got his. T. Higgins had 10 targets. That's also nice to see that he finally kind of got a bigger uptick in his team. And the running backs on the Bengals, Chase Brown finally looks like who we thought they would be, a split backfield, more so than Zach Moss taking the lead. So, Avery, what do you think about these two games? What do you think about these players? I know you're not a Deontay Johnson believer, but give me what
I'll
you just think.
I'll keep it quick. The Panthers have had their run. You know who they play the next two games? I know it's been 4 weeks, so you start looking at the defenses. They play the Bears. They play the Falcons. Yeah. So, and then they get the Commanders, which is a high. And then they play the Broncos. Yeah. So three of your next games are against legit. The Bengals defense is bad. We know it's bad. People can pass and run on them all they want. But the Panthers, I think they've had their real fantasy stretch here. I think they're about to get brought down to earth. Chuba Hubbard's still good. I'd keep playing him. Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett, I would start probably Deontay Johnson. I'm not arguing that. But you can't keep expecting 20 and 17 points. They're about to play some really good defenses here. Probably expect 10 to 12 points, probably for both of them, honestly. They're both the number one and two now that Adam Thielen's out. But don't expect just ridiculous games. On the other side, Joe Burrow still didn't play a great game. I know he 232 for two touchdowns, one interception, 22 for 31. He got the job done. This game really wasn't as close as what it seemed. I think it was 24 to 14 or something at one point. And then the Panthers scored, so then the Bengals answered. So it wasn't as close as what it seemed, but it ended up being a closer game. Brown and Moss had 15 carries apiece. The difference was Brown had two goal line carries, and he got in with them. Zach Moss actually had a receiving touchdown. These are two guys. I don't know if you play Brown yet, but Moss has been consistent the whole time. I'm going to keep playing Moss. And if Brown does this one more week, start playing Brown. Higgins is going to start getting the ball. Really, Jamar Chase did most of his work on the one long touchdown catch, if you saw it all, the one play. That was really about it for him for the day. That was probably – he had 3 for 6 for 85 and one. I'm going to say that one reception was worth 50 yards and a touchdown. That was pretty much his day. And T. Higgins had 6 for 10 in the first half. He didn't get the ball again in the second half. So these guys, I don't know if their plan was just to run the clock out, what it was, but they did not throw the ball much in the second half, which really disappointed me, and I know other Bengals fantasy owners if you started them. So that's just how it is. The third guy is Andre Yosivash. So that's just how it is. He's the third guy over Burden. And then Mike Gesicki is the name I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Tight end 13 on the year. This guy was tight end 5 for week 2, tight end 11 for week 3, tight end 52.
Wow.
Negative 0.4 points. So I'm just saying that's pretty rough. There. That's just tight ends for you this year. That's just tight ends. That's just a fact. That's just how it's going this year. So don't expect anything more. But yeah, this game, don't put a ton of stock into it. This was two bad defenses getting put against each other against two decent offenses. So I don't know. You're going to keep playing the big names, but just limit your expectations because, boy, this ain't going to happen every week. Not going to happen every week.
No, it won't. It's exciting from time to time, you know, when you get those games that you played like Deontay Johnson and he has 17.
Yep.
But you're also going to get those games when you play Calvin Ridley and he gets you one.
Yep.
Just part of fantasy football. And
that's a joy. It's
sad but good. We'll see you again on Thursday. We will be talking about the rest of week 4, rest of the 7 games, and some guys to be looking for the weekend. We'll have our prediction for the Thursday night football game. And then we'll probably see you again on Saturday to talk some week 5 football. I can't believe we're already this far in the season. It just continues to go fast and then faster. So we're glad you joined in. Hopefully you've listened this long. We thank you for being a part of Takeology. Okay. Sorry about the technical difficulties today. We will get those figured out for you. Okay. I don't know what's going on. We may have to buy a mic. Who knows? But I'm glad you're here. So we appreciate your time today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you again for joining in. And hopefully Matt-O-Matic will be back again. We'll see you soon.